So then, like, you just like, I don't know what it is. You just don't.
It's that separation.
You're away from them so long. You spend so much more time with your friends. You just have a bed, like, on a level, like, if you're going on a night out, obviously you don't want to go on a night out with your parents. You want to go on a night out with your mates.
Of course.
And you want to have banter. You don't call your mom, like, oh, let's have some banter. But it's like, there's still you. So you haven't, you always have a better time with your mates, but, like, you have really good, like, amazing times with your families. Because, like, you can have, like, me and my dad and my mom have, like, amazing conversations, like, just about life and stuff. And they're like, and it's just good. Like, I feel like I just need to spend more time with my family. That's another reason why I wanted to chill with the drinking. Because every Sunday, I'd wake up hungover. I don't know. Wouldn't be bothered to, like, I would be like, I'm too lazy, man.
So, like, the time that you're at home in your bed is the time that you're hungover. Exactly. And you didn't want that to happen because it's taking you away from your family goals.
Exactly. I'm like, bro, that's, like, so disrespectful because they've done so much for me. And the only time I spend with them is, like, time I just want to be asleep.
Like, leave me alone. Like,
exactly. Like, they're doing kind of all of this for me. And I'm just, like, I'm not even, like, giving them any respect back. I'm not, obviously, like, I'm not being rude to them. And I'm not, like, not chilling with them. But I'm not giving them the quality time that I feel like they deserve as well, bro. So that's one thing. That's another reason I wanted to, like, chill with the drinking.
I guess it's all in moderation, like, because there's, I don't know, have you heard of this, a YouTuber called Iman Gadzi?
Oh, yeah, I love that guy.
Okay, yeah, he said something recently that really, really resonated with me. He said he works in sprints.
Yeah, like he does, like monk mode.
So go, I don't know how long it is, it's like 6 months or
Yeah, 6 months.
Yeah.
12 weeks.
And then we're like partying, drinking for like a week or 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I think that's a good way of like splitting up your year.
Because you were saying it's like the same way as like a week, right?
Yes.
How a week is structured. It's 5 days of just work and then 2 days of like essentially like hiatus, getting hungover and shit like that. Sunday morning you wake up late kind of thing.
I've seen other people do like 4 holidays a year. They'll do 12-week sprints. And they'll do a holiday at the end. And then another 12-week sprint.
That's, dude, that's, I think, that's...
That's ideal for you.
Replace the drinking with, like, a holiday.
That's, I should do that. Because I was, like, even, because I'm trying to do the monk mode thing. So I'm trying to go 6 months no drinking. And, like, because, bro, E-Man's actually quite a way.
He's good.
But there are, obviously, there are some videos where I'm like, oh, this guy's waffling a bit too much, but he's, bro, that guy's 100% locked in. So I can't hate on what he's saying, bro.
That's
the thing. Bro.
He has the actions to match what he's saying, right? So
there are, so he's like, I really do love that monk mode mentality. That's what I'm trying to implement, and I feel like it would, I 100%, because I've never ever committed to like, I've never not drunk for 6 months straight since I've been drinking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't even know how much this is gonna change my life, bro.
Like, but you want to find out.
Exactly. So
you just
want to
find out.
I always say to my friends, bro, I'm on a freaking journey right now.
It's like another social experiment.
Yeah,
right?
Bro, it's a social experiment for myself, bro.
Yeah.
Internal experiment. But yeah, I'm just like, I have no idea where the 6 months is gonna be like, because I want to really focus on gym this 6 months as well.
Yeah.
And I want to focus on like making better content. And I just want to focus on becoming literally the best version of myself for 6 months. And that's something I've never done in my life. I've never said to myself, fucking do it, man. Like, bro, I've never said to myself, bro, for the next 6 months, I really want to become the best version.
Yeah.
I constantly work on it as well, bro. I'm really excited for it as well.
Yeah. Shit, man. Well, this is going to come out, like, probably, like, end of March, beginning of April.
Damn,
so we'll see how far you get down the line. Till then.
Yeah.
And we might, like, do a little call just to, like, see how you've been doing since then. So we can put a little clip now. But, yeah, you had some questions from the audience, innit? So if you want to get that out, we'll answer a few and then we'll head out of here.
Bro, all of my questions were literally music-based.
No, they have to be. I mean, we spoke about music a lot, to be fair. Let me just check the cameras, innit? Because imagine.
Hey, imagine if it wasn't filming.
Oh, shit, guys. It was filming the whole time.
Yeah, okay.
Good, it's calm.
Okay, let's see the vibrations. Yeah.
That's very annoying, isn't it? Every time I'm like bumping up to his chair.
Well,
and shit.
Yeah.
This is a nice little studio though. I vibe with it.
Yeah, man. It's better than us filming in like an attic. So it's my attic at home. Yeah, man. We had to try, innit? Like,
Kilimanjaro.
Wait,
why is it called that? I think you said this in the podcast.
Yeah, my dad's Tanzanian. And yeah, a lot of my family are from there from like 1,000 years, I think, something like that. Like, migrated from India, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, because the biggest mountain over there is Kilimanjaro, I called it that.
Damn.
And this whole thing is like a journey kind of thing, right?
Mm, so, a journey to the top.
Have you climbed? Huh?
Have you climbed?
Nah, man. I need to do that when I hit something. I don't know what number, but I'll do that when I hit.
I think Kilimanjaro is a nice climb as well. It's quite a decent one that you can get done.
Yeah, man. You seem like you're really into that kind of stuff, innit?
Well,
like,
my dad's into
adventure junkie kind of thing.
Oh, bro, yeah. I love,
you are, innit?
I used to love hiking back in the day. I need to get back into it. It's really fun. And, like, your thoughts up.
You can do it in nature walks, bro. It's, like, the same kind of principle. I take my journal out there, like, just,
is it?
Yeah, man. Just have a little hour walk.
Yeah.
The only one I can really be asked for.
You have good thoughts when you're up there, man. You let your imagination run wild, have like vibes.
Yeah, yeah.
But yes, shall I get into these questions then?
Anyone you want, like pick like two or three.
They're like most underrated artists. So we all answer, or do you want to answer as well?
You can answer first and then we'll go off your answer. I'm gauging off yours now. This is your niche.
Yeah, my most underrated artist is I think he's not super underrated, but I feel like he deserves a bit more love, is Ryan Trey. I'm really loving him
right now. I haven't even heard him, you know.
Oh, Ryan Trey is cold, man. He dropped the EP last year, I believe. 30. Yeah. And he's not even that super underrated, but he's very wavy. I believe his name is Friday as well. Very underrated artist. He's blowing up.
Oh, shit. FR Friday?
Yeah, yeah. He was on the DJ Khaled album, and he's going super viral right now.
Yeah.
He's killing the game. Let me see who else is...
You like that melodic kind of style, isn't
it? Melodic music is the best, bro. It just sets like the vibe. It's just so chill to listen to. I feel like anyone can listen to it. Who else? Yeah, I think I'll go with those two. Ryan Trey and Friday. They're cold. They're very, very cold, man. Nobu. Oh, how can I forget about this guy? Nobu Woods.
Yeah.
The freaking boy right now. Yeah. He's got like a Party Next Door sound.
Yeah, no.
So
it's coming cold. It's coming into the Party Next Door sound, man.
Nobu Woods is very, very silly. What about you, Woods? Do you have any?
For me, I would probably say Roy Woods.
Yeah.
And DDG. Cool.
DDG.
Because I think he's still underrated.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because people look at him as...
But he's so hard, bro. Mm. I don't know if you heard that fucking... What was it? I Fell in Love with a Mermaid song.
No, I haven't heard that. Is it new?
Bro, like, I think he deleted the video because he had to do, like, some promo for, like, a breakup with Hailey Bailey.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, yeah, that song, if you listen to it on repeat, that's Late Night Vibes.
That way, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I Fell in Love with a Mermaid.
Yeah. Fell in Love with a Mermaid. Yeah, that's hard. And I would say Roy Woods as well, bro.
Yeah, Roy Woods is cool.
Mm.
Those are two good picks. Do you have one?
Not off the top of my head.
that's what I'm saying. Drake.
It is hard to pick up. And also, like, gauging what is an underrated artist is so difficult. Like, especially when you're in a niche, people are like, because people know.
Because it's based on how much you rate the artist, right?
Exactly. Some people are like, oh, that guy's not even underrated or something like that. What other questions do I have? I'm just like, most of the same. Just like, what's your top 10 songs? That's a crazy.
That's hard. That's hard to do because then you're going to have to go through your
playlist. Exactly. But I think. Yeah, that's impossible. I'll
do top five artists because you haven't done that yet.
It's so weird. Me and my friends.
All right, let's do. Yeah.
So there's a difference. Like there's your top five artists of all time, and then there's your top five artists right now. Because there might be some artists that you listen to right now.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
So
cool,
should I do both or should I do all time?
I think you should go first. I think you should all go time. First, and then we'll end on yours.
Ah, okay, cool.
All
cool.
time, yeah.
All genres. All genres, no matter what.
That's difficult.
All that rap and hip hop. Let's make it easier.
Okay, I'm Drake.
Cool.
Certified,
baby.
Okay.
It's difficult.
He's like one of those guys that you go up to and he's like, give me 5 minutes.
That's a tough one. Yeah, I need 5 minutes.
It's not an easy thing, bro.
It's not easy. It's not easy.
Go support his thing. Suraj _ AGV.
AJV. You know the vibe.
Fuck, I fucked up. Look.
AJV. AJV.
Yeah.
The Weeknd has to be there.
Okay. We're going really Toronto with this shit right now.
Yeah, stick side, you know the vibes.
Bro, yeah. I'm trying to go to Toronto ASAP, right.
Oh,
bro.
Toronto's got the Badines, baby. They do.
Moose Match is crazy over there. I'm telling you, it's crazy over there, man. I'm trying to go.
Okay.
Change your location, say it's ASAP.
Oh, my God.
Can I go all time?
Yeah, man, go all the time.
Has
man.
To be MJ.
MJ.
Like, I grew up on that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do this a group, yeah. Listen to UB40.
UB40, okay. Red Behind
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, listen to that a lot when I was younger.
That's
like a
parent. That's, you definitely grew up
on that. Yeah. Grew up on that. And then the last one, it's very varied. I would have to go. Oh, I like Chris Brown.
Chris Breezy. I think
Chris Brown is like...
Breezy.
Yeah, I like Chris Brown.
I'm going to go see him as well soon.
Really?
Yeah.
Someone messaged me to go get the tickets and that.
Is it? Yeah.
Should I get the tickets? 100,
bro. It's Chris Breezy. His show was on... I was going to go on Friday, but it got moved to Monday.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm excited, man. Chris Breezy, baby.
Let's go. I'm thinking of mine right now.
It's hard.
So, for me, you know my top is, if you've been listening to my shit. It's J. Cole.
J.
100%.
What a goat.
No one else. For me. Because I just relate to the guy, innit?
Mm.
He's just intelligent. He comes through with the flow, his switch ups, whatever you want.
Mm.
So yeah, that's my first pick. I'm gonna go Dave for the second.
Santan.
Yeah, because You know, he just brings that hardness to it. Mm. You get me? Like, if I want to go to the gym, I could play it. Mm. And then if I want to, like, chill out after a mad sesh with a boo-boo, I can do that as well. You know what I mean? So, yeah. J. Cole, Dave. Mm. Third, I'm going to go Tory Lanez with it.
Tory Lanez.
I'm going to go Tory Lanez with it because vibey as fuck, innit? Yeah, say no more, man. Mm. The Color Violet.
Crazy.
The Color Violet is the best song from him, I think.
Yeah, he's going crazy.
I can't lie. But he's in jail now, innit?
Yeah.
He's gone.
He's
finished. Kalas.
He's gone, bro. He's kalas.
So, you know, maybe he's like an all-time now, right? And not a present.
Yeah.
I feel like Drake should have a spot on this. Mm. But I'm a wait for that one. Okay. I'm going to wait. Who's number four? Shit, I can't give Roy Woods that much, even though he's like in the top 10 for me. I'm gonna go Nave Smalls.
I'm gonna go Nave Smalls,
and then I'm gonna give Drake the spot.
Damn, Nave Smalls, that's out of their pick, man. He's cold,
different,
dude.
Yeah.
His round the booth was brazy, bro.
Yeah, that's the thing, bro. Yeah. I think you can tell a lot more from an artist by the Fire in the Booth or by their freestyle.
Fire in the Booth was when I was really in love with UK music. It was so sexy, man.
I would have given Juice WRLD the 6th.
Oh, Juice.
Yeah.
Damn, that's actually got me thinking now, because I was, damn, I didn't even think about Juice WRLD, but he's a sexy guy. But yeah, my all-time top 5, top 3 is easy for me, is Drake, Ye, and The Weeknd. They're just 3 goats, man. Jay-Z should be there, yeah. But I feel like I just missed.
I probably shitted on Kanye in my picks.
Is it?
Yeah, because of, like, you know, what he's been doing. Yeah. It's kind of, like, boggled my mind a little bit.
Kanye, but
music, you know what? Musically, you can't.
He's just that guy, man.
Yeah.
And he released, like, a new song. What's that? Officially released. But it's called 530.
Yeah.
Banger, bro. I vibe.
I'll play that. Run that up.
Hard, man. 530 is cold. So Drake, Kanye, The Weeknd. Then I'm going to have to put Party Next Door in there because he's just
too elite, bro.
He's always in my top 5 artists in my Spotify rap.
Yeah.
He's just so elite. And my 5th spot, yeah. I would love to give it to Jay-Z because Jay-Z was like the first rapper I was really in love with.
Yeah.
There's like some honourable mentions. I feel like I have to honourable mention Jay-Z, Cole and Kendrick. Obviously, 3 freaking like, legends. But I think I'm going to give my 5th spot to Summer Walker.
Okay, that's hard. That's hard, man.
She's cold with it,
that's
man.
Hard. I prefer SZA, personally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, Summer Walker's hard too. Man.
Everyone's loving SZA, man, but Summer Walker's my girl, man. I love her so much. She's so
Yeah, man. I didn't give no female picture, though. I guess this is a misogynistic podcast. Listen, it's been Kilimanjaro. Anything you want to say to the people before you lock off socials? What
I want to say, bro? Like, listen, if you want to get your music vibes up, just shout me, Soraj_AJV. You know the vibes, baby.
You probably just go back through this podcast and see all of these recommendations, man.
Yeah,
so,
go on.
But yeah, definitely check him out. I think you see a lot more shit from him, man, going forward until he does his second hiatus, which is probably going to happen. So be quick.
Yeah, there.
And yeah, we'll chat to you in a bit, innit?
This is
Ashu, by the way. You can follow him and all of that. You didn't say your name, innit?
Shit, yeah, I didn't even say it.
It's cool, you can say
it. I
don't
know what my at is. I'm so off
it
Instagram.
Is. I don't know.
Tailored by Ash. That's it.
There you go.
Tailored, but with a Y.
Come on. Busy, getting busy.
You're slick with it, man. You're slick. Yeah, anyways, safe.
Love.